Hello, welcome to Pathways, where you're invited to join us for a visit with leaders in personal and cultural transformation. This is Renee Beth Poindexter sitting in for Pathways host Paul O'Brien. Today I have with me one of my favorite people, Georgette Starr. Georgette is the founder of the Life Blessing Institute, and she holds a master's degree from the Naropa Institute and a doctorate of ministry from the University of Creation Spirituality. She is a transformational coach. She's a trainer, she's a spiritual guide, and she's a heart-centered community leader. Today, Georgette is going to be talking with us about the Soul Stream system that she teaches at the Life Blessing Institute. I'm so excited to have you with me today. Welcome, Georgette Starr.
Oh, thank you, Renee Beth. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today.
Absolutely. Well, the timing of this interview couldn't be better because there's so much going on in the world, you know, and you are one of those agents that supports people in making the shifts necessary for their highest and best selves. But, you know, before we get into all that, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to become a transformational coach and trainer?
Absolutely. Yes. So, you know, when I was a little girl, my mom had this amazing friend and mentor named Jane. And Jane taught my mom a method for discovering the blueprint or the soul stream life map of our friends and families through what they called the numbers encoded in a person's name. So when I was born, Jane became my godmother. And when I was growing up, Jane would come to visit our family. She'd bring art supplies and tumbled rocks and candy for us kids. And my mom and Jane would spend hours poring over these life maps of our family members and friends. And they would be exploring these perennial life questions, such as, you know, what is our purpose here? What is the deeper purpose of our lifetime? What do we need to be fulfilled in life? What are our gifts and talents? What are the things that we came here to learn? And little did they know, but I was listening. So eventually, Jane became my mentor, and this was in my teens. And for the first time, she shared with me my own life map. And this was really a turning point in my life because she saw inside of me what I knew to be true, but had not yet really been seen or acknowledged by others. So she told me that my life purpose was to be a healer and that I had a mystical leadership capacity. And this was represented by a number, a numerical archetype, the number 9. Anyway, I didn't know anything about the number system beyond what I'd been hearing them discuss, but it really struck a chord in me. And somehow, for the first time, I understood why I felt like such an oddball in the superficial social scene of high school. And I realized for the first time that what I'd been thinking was unusual and somewhat wrong about me was actually what was interesting, unique, and right about me. You know, I think now about James Hillman's book, The Soul's Code, and how he talks about the acorn being encoded with that beautiful flowering, completely perfect oak tree. It's all there from the beginning. And I really wonder how my life would have been different if Jane had not seen this essence of my life purpose and reflected it back to me. So I realized very young how empowering it can be for the truth of who we are to be accurately seen and acknowledged by another.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You might have said it and I missed it, but how old were you when you were having this information shared with you?
Well, let's see. It started really very young, you know, probably my entire childhood, because Jane and my mom were friends, you know, prior to her marriage to my dad. So, but it was in my teens when I kind of really began wondering how that, you know, that conversation could apply to me. And I started thinking about those questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what am I to do?
Right. Perfect timing as a teenager, for sure. So the Soul Stream method has been coming through you for many years. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, through the many years of my formal education and all the trainings, the foundation of the Life Blessing Institute, I maintain a private coaching practice. And in the early years of my practice, from time to time, I would encounter situations with clients who were just stuck and blocked by a pattern, by conditioning that just seemed inaccessible. So during those times, I would consult with my mom, and she would share information and insight that I could take back to my work with clients, and it was always really helpful. And so over the years, I really began to realize the value, potency, accuracy, and usefulness of this life mapping tool. And there was a point where I just realized I needed to become a formal student of my mom and for her to pass along her body of knowledge. So I lived with her for 9 months as an adult again, while she, you know, passed on this body of knowledge. And I'm so grateful for this lineage, this amazing, you know, gift that has come through through decades of practice, and, you know, the methodology has evolved through practice.
So you call it the Soul Stream Method, and you say it's based on this 9 pathways of the soul. Could you tell me more about what is this 9 pathways, and how does it relate to the Soul Stream Method?
Yes. So the body of knowledge from which the 9 pathways emerges is based in ancient teachings of the Western philosopher Pythagoras. To this day, he's considered to be the father of mathematics and specifically geometry. And over thousands of years, humans have developed and learned through sharing stories, and our brains and our psyches are wired to connect with these universal patterns. So the 9 pathways of the soul include numerical archetypes that symbolize these 9 pathways of human development and evolution, which we all must learn to function within to evolve our skills and capacities. So just to explain this in a nutshell version, how the system works, the mapping system, your full name at birth can be translated into a mathematical sentence. I call this your personal cosmic URL or cosmic address. And the soul code within the numbers can be translated and read, and it brings to life different aspects of who you are and why you're here. And of course, it's a map, so it's a blueprint, it's not the territory, but it can point to something that can help us discover the deeper truth of these big life questions. And so I'd like to tell you a little bit about the 9 pathways. How does that sound, Renee? Beth?
That sounds great. Well, what I love about it is that we all have our own personal cosmic URL. I'm excited. Are you going to give us a clue about that before we get off the show today?
Yes. And in fact, if the listeners happen to be near their computer, they can go to www.lifeblessing.com, where they can find a life purpose assessment link at the right hand upper corner of the menu bar, where they can get their the archetype, the numerical archetype that represents their life purpose right away. But in the meantime, I want you and everyone to know that we're all here to learn and evolve on each of these 9 pathways. So I'm going to describe them to you in a nutshell, and I'd like to invite you to tune into these aspects of your own potential, your own development, so you can call them forth more fully through awareness. So are you ready for that?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's
go. Okay. All right. I'm going to just pick out a few of the pathways today in the interest of time. And so as I do, I want you to really be thinking about how you feel these energies and archetypes within you. And also just keep in mind that we're focusing on life purpose for this moment. And life purpose is kind of a dual function. Life purpose is an energy that you came here to broadcast like a radio frequency. There's nothing you need to do to be in fulfillment of purpose when you're just purely emanating the energy of your life purpose. But it is also what you came here to do. So the doing part, the action, the expression of life purpose will morph and change throughout a lifetime. So life purpose is more of a verb than a noun. So with that said, let's just start with pathway of the soul number 1. And I love these archetypes because they're very logical. They make sense. If you just tune into your own associations, you'd come up with a lot of the knowledge. So number 1, the principle is leadership. And the archetype is the leader. So it represents the leader in you, the number one. And when you're expressing your oneness, so to speak, you will be very excited about beginning things. Initiatory energy is really essential to your nature. You have a strong individuated sense of self and the ability to really have creative and original thinking. So one of the statements would be, I will be the one. It's that ability to take an idea and move into action, just do it. And in fact, at some point, maybe even pioneer into the creation of something that doesn't even exist. So that's an example of the pathway of the soul number one.
Wow, I love that one. You know, I've been asking the question, where are all the leaders and why aren't they leading?
Well, that's a really good question. And I thank you for showing up and stepping into your leadership right here and right now today and broadcasting this wonderful show.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm totally committed to the personal and cultural transformation of myself and the community and the world at large. I think humanity is ready. We're shifting. And it starts with each one of us, right? It's so what are the other examples here, pathways? I know you've got nine, and leadership is number one. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, so we're just going to go to the other side. There's, you know, many of these archetypes are like polarities or dualities that come together in a wholeness. Pathway of the soul number two, if your life purpose is a number two, the principle you're here to emanate is peace. And of course, it begins with, you know, peace within. And the archetype is represented by the peacemaker. So when you're expressing or developing this archetype, this capacity of the soul, you're going to be very focused on partnership. Any two coming together, parts of the self, two people, two groups, tribes, countries, and all the skills required to maintain peace, which includes sensitivity to the feelings and needs of others, collaboration, conflict resolution, diplomacy, harmony in relationship with self and others, the ability to prioritize one's own peace. So as you can see, the principle of the pathway of the soul number one of leadership is very it's very young or masculine. It's the outgoing, and the pathway of the soul number two is very yin or receptive.
Yes.
So yes.
Well, you know what? When I think about it, the times that we're in right now, the shifting energies of, you know, with the Me Too movement and all of it, it's really about recognizing the male and female energies, which is the yang and the yin, in a peaceful way for our evolutionary growth for humanity. It's that partnership of those two, right? In some way, that's got to happen.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, we have to develop the skill, and that's part of this pathway of the soul, to be able to be willing to be uncomfortable and be able to be in the tension of conflict, to be able to fully hear and hold both sides of a perspective or all sides of a perspective of our situation in order to evolve to a higher level of peace. And that is one of the skills in which we develop on pathway of the soul number two.
Wonderful. Well, I think there's a lot of people feeling uncomfortable these days. So if you have some tools to help people find their way, rather than being caught up in the what's not working, there are a lot of things that are working, but you have to go through that what sense of being uncomfortable in order to access it.
Yes, and being able to tolerate the uncomfortability and stay present. Yeah. And, you know, this kind of naturally kind of flows into pathway of the soul number three. The principle is creative expression, and it's sometimes described or represented by the archetype of the artist, although the artist expands beyond any conventional idea of what an artist is to the art of living. But it's all about bringing what's inside out. So when you're expressing or developing this aspect of our human capacity, this pathway of the soul, you are learning how and expressing what's inside, and bringing light into the darkness, bringing what's hidden out into visibility. And in fact, every act can be a creative act. And in fact, the principle of self-expression is part of, you know, how we are able to collaborate together to co-create that greater level of peace and possibility. So creative self-expression is kind of an essential skill set for being able to interact in the social realms, because the social arts are also part of the artist. There's another aspect to the artist, though, the path of the soul, number three, that I always like to highlight, because this is the part of us that can drop out of the past and future thinking to just be so fully present in the moment, like a child. And in that moment, you know, full presence of the moment, what is possible that isn't already seen becomes more visible. So the artists of life, actually, through their ability to be fully present, invite us to lighten up. They can lighten up a situation through a sense of humor and play. They become the cultural healers, this capacity to express pain as well as the joy of humanity, and to once again bring light into the darkness through being so fully present.
Right. That's beautiful, because I think it's in those quiet moments of being present and, you know, we begin to become more aware of what's within that's ready to come out. But if we're so distracted by other things around us, we're not in the present moment, and we're kind of, what are we saying, living from the past rather than being in the now, which is the future birth of who we are becoming. And the children are the best. They can teach us, right, how to play and be in the moment. It's like the world is joyful and harmonious when we're like children, when we play like children. I love that creative expression.
Yes, and the artist of life. And, you know, it's so interesting as you flow through the nine pathways, because they're all interconnected and they all support each other. I'm going to talk about one more in the time that we have. And this one is particularly interesting for you, Renee. I'd love to hear how you experience this, because I know this is related to your own soul code. And for you, maybe more at a mastery level. But this is the pathway of the soul, number four. The principle is foundation. And when it's being expressed, or it's represented by the builder. And when it is being expressed, there's especially, you know, in the four expression of, and if you think of that number as a geometric shape, it's a nice square, it's a building block. So key associations with the builder are organization, systems, structure, a pragmatic orientation, a deep desire to bring inspiration down into some tangible form of contribution, the ability to focus on the grounding aspects, a devotion, a sense of devotion like a rock to lean on in relationship, and this ability to sustain effort over time, which creates stability. So I think of the number four as the roots of a tree, creating a landing pad required for any project, anything in life to be successful and sustainable. So I'd love to hear your understanding of your own life purpose related to this archetype, number four.
Wow. Well, you know, I've learned that I'm a visionary. I've had a big vision that's been coming through me since I was a child also. But sometimes, you know, when you have this big dream on your heart, for me, I needed to learn about systems, and I needed to learn about collaboration and organization, because the big vision, it's, you need pillars for strength, and the foundation. And that for me has been about finding people who also care, let's say, about personal growth and transformation. You know, and what about our systems? Like, how do we shift our educational system, for example, where the youth have a voice and that they're seen and heard, because really they are our future and they are our future leaders. So I've been looking at how I can be a force for positive change in creating new models of learning, learning for life. That's a different conversation than schooling. So that's what I've been up to, Georgia, and I think the structures and the systems change when people change. So when people begin to bring who they are to what they do, as opposed to selling their soul for money, or you know, not being even conscious that they have a purpose that they were born with. They've been distracted. My goal, I think, even with the show, personal and cultural transformation, is to help people realize that each one is unique. And when they bring that forward with others, we will have the foundation that we're looking for to have peace on this planet. You know, I think it's possible. Mm-hmm. I'm very optimistic about it when people wake up and bring who they are to their life.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And, you know, I've known you for years now, Renee, and I believe that you are like an emissary for this human capacity and potential to bring vision to Earth in a tangible way. And you're doing it in the way that is absolutely unique, that only you can do. And I love that analogy or the metaphor of the snowflake. Like every snowflake, every human being is completely uniquely designed to bring through a gift and a contribution that is completely unique and divinely designed. And, you know, I would love to have, you know, I would wish we had more time to go through all these different ways that, you know, people can bring their gift into the marketplace and into the world. And there is a resource for finding out more about the other pathways that I'll talk about at the end. Okay. But I really would love to, you know, just tune into about this sense of purpose. You've just described, like, in a nutshell, why it's so important for us all to show up and shine from our sense of unique purpose.
Right.
But I'd love to hear a little bit more about.
Because, you know, you're number one on this nine pathways of the soul in your soul stream method. You know, number one is leadership. So many books out there about leadership, and so many say, yes, you have to have a purpose. You have to have a why. But the way you're looking at it, in the way I'm getting with this nine pathways of the soul, it's the purpose that's in alignment with your own sense of purpose. It's, you can't find your purpose out there. It's inside. Is that right?
And absolutely.
You know, this alignment with you, let's say I call it the me, myself, and I, when the three of us line up, the alignment of purpose. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's the distinction that you bring to that conversation around purpose.
Yeah, that's really beautiful, Renee. It is really true that, you know, our purpose is so innate and natural to us. It's like a golden thread that runs through everything that we are and do, that we don't often recognize it because that was the code we were born into and through. We don't know any different. It's there from birth. And so it's almost like there's a period of time where we have to look outside to have the mirror, to have other people reflect back that, or life reflect back our gifts. But ultimately, we're just returning to what was already true at birth. But purpose is really an essential sense of why we're alive, really. And like you said, it is our big why, but it's not why from like a conventional, like cultural perspective of, you know, what we're taught. It's really more like that soul's code. Like, what is that incarnational mission? What we came here to express and to develop and to learn. It is our big why. It's the energy we came here to be and the contribution we came here to make. And ultimately, it's the legacy that we'll leave behind in the lives that we've touched.
Right.
I've often heard it described as just the blessing that you're here to give. And, you know, it's a motivating drive that can keep us going when the going gets tough. And that's part of why I like to really bring out the life purpose facet of a life map of a soul code, because it's our desire to make a difference in the way that we do that lights us up about living. And especially when we're going through the kind of karmic or conditioning, the conditioning that limits us from being able to express that purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I guess, you know, that's why I love working with kids, because, you know, 3, 4, 5 year old, it's like, it's so present. And I always ask people, what did you play with when you were a kid? What were you doing? What was your imagination? Where were you going? You know, because that somehow has a clue. I think you mentioned that you circle back to that. You came in with this, yet so much of society takes you away from it until you're really ready to go, wait a second. How did I start to express this? But maybe the people around me couldn't see it. Does that mean it's not there? How do I cultivate that? Oh man, there's so much we could talk about here, Georgia.
It's so true.
So was another hour, but we just have a few more minutes. Is there a way that, I know you've mentioned earlier that people can actually calculate their numerical archetype. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell us where we can go for more information. And if you've got any workshops or anything happening in the Portland area, please share that information or direct us to where we can find out more.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Renee Beth. Sure. You can go to www.lifeblessing.com. As I mentioned earlier, the top right corner of the menu bar, you can get your life purpose number, a description, a list of what it looks like when you're centered and aligned in your purpose archetype, what it looks like when you're stressed or triggered or in need of healing or additional skill development. There'll be a case study, some popular examples of career pathways, and some famous sayings related to your life purpose archetype. So that's kind of what you'll get with a life purpose assessment. And then I also have an upcoming event in Portland, Oregon, called the Soul Altar Creation Workshop. And it's going to be held at the New York Building in Northwest Portland on May 11th. And if you'd like more information about that, you can go just contact me directly, Georgette@lifeblessing.com.
Fantastic. Wow. I'll tell you what, for those of you that turned in late, I want you to know that we've been talking with Georgette Starr. She has a soul stream method, and she's today has been talking about the 9 pathways of the soul. It's fabulous information, and I really would recommend that you check out her Life Blessing Institute and learn more about who you are becoming, because it's happening. It's happening. Might as well have a little support with that. So I want to say thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to the Pathways interview program, which is broadcast and streamed via KBOO FM Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Again, this is Renee Beth reminding you to tell your friends about Pathways and its podcast, the interview program dedicated to your personal and cultural transformation. Thanks again, Georgette, for being with me today. And thanks to all the listeners for tuning in and for being a part of it.
Thank you.